Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Jason Derulo gets in a fist fight in Vegas. Ben Affleck says his daughters were starstruck over Taylor Swift, and Aaliyah's posthumous album is coming this month. This is Billboard News Now for Wednesday, January 5th. First up, Jason Derulo gets into a fist fight in Vegas, and it's all caught on tape. In the video that's circulating online, you can see Derulo and one of the men passing each other on an escalator, when the guys seem to troll Derulo by yelling, "Hey Usher, you." That's when Derulo got angry and punched him right in the face, sending him to the floor. And it didn't end there. Jason also allegedly slapped the second guy moments later, and security had to step in and break it up. According to the police report, the two victims did not want to press charges, but there's always a possibility of a lawsuit later on. But Jason did get a trespassing notice from Aria, the hotel where the altercation took place, and was removed from the property. We are told the injuries did not require any hospital visits, even though the two guys struck by Jason appeared to be bleeding from facial wounds. Jason has yet to address the altercation on social media at the time this story was published, and emails to Derulo's agent and manager seeking comment were not immediately returned. Next up, Ben Affleck hilariously imitates his daughter's starstruck impression while meeting Taylor Swift.
It took my daughters to meet Taylor Swift, and they're... I was like, we're talking about we came like, all the way here. And we're then Taylor Swift. And say you, something.
During his recent appearance on The Kelly Clarkson Show, the actor revealed that Swift's presence was enough to make his two daughters, Violet, age 16, and Serafina, 12, go speechless when they met her.
I know. I'm telling you, they're fans. Yeah. You know what I mean? You feel
you look like a liar. Yeah. You're like, I swear they know your
song. They
songs.
Know who you are, yeah.
Affleck also spoke kindly of Swift in a 2017 interview on The Ellen DeGeneres Show, saying she's a great role model.
We go to Taylor Swift concerts, and that's my life.
Well, there's nothing wrong with any of that.
No, Taylor Swift is great, by the way. She's a great role model.
Later in that same episode, the actor was tasked with naming three Taylor Swift songs in under 5 seconds during a game of 5-second rule, but fumbled.
Name three Taylor Swift songs.
1989, I Still Love You, the John Mayer thing. Come on. I can't. She's amazing. I love Taylor Swift. I'm blanking.
And finally, fans of the late Aaliyah have been waiting patiently to hear her posthumous album, and now it may be coming sooner than you think. Here's Jordan Rowling with the story.
We have some features on some unreleased masters with people such as Drake, Future, and Snoop. Snoop was one of Aaliyah's favorite rappers. Neo, and there's one artist that I can't mention yet, but... he's one of the king streaming artists of the world.
Back in August, Billboard broke the news that new Aaliyah music was in the pipeline. And now the late R&B star's first posthumous album, Unstoppable, is set to be released later this month, according to her uncle, Barry Hinkerson. Appearing on YouTube's The Geno Jones Show on January 3rd, the Black Ground Records founder confirmed that along with lead single Poison with The Weeknd,
you were my poison all along.
Other collaborations on the LP include songs with Neo, Snoop Dogg, Future, Drake, and Chris Brown.
They band their vocals, they wrote their parts, their verses, and then we mixed that together with Aaliyah's existing vocal, and it really turned out really well.
Hinkerson also opened up about the personal toll of his niece's untimely death in August 2001 at the age of 21, telling Jones when working on the new songs, it was difficult to hear Aaliyah talking on the mic before singing about how she wanted to hear the final version.
So it was very emotional because, you know, we knew when she was saying that she had no idea she would not be here to hear the finished product.
Billboard reached out to a rep for Hankerson for more information on Unstoppable and had not heard back at the time of this reporting. For a look back at our interview last summer, head to billboard.com.
She had a photogenic memory. She could read her lyrics and she knew them. So then she could spend the rest of her time performing, coming from her heart.
All right, that is all for today. But for more on these stories, you can head to billboard.com. And don't forget to subscribe to our daily podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.